Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome, Cheslin Jacobs, Executive Head in Sales and Service at Tyme Bank. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon and thanks for having me.
So it's very interesting to see what consumers do with their credit cards, apparently, with this research that Tyme Bank has done. Tell us about some of the trends and some of the findings of the research.
Yes, it's always interesting conducting any kind of research, especially into people's behavior, and I suppose more so into people's financial behavior. What this particular study has kind of showed is that specifically with credit card behavior, age is most probably a much more accurate predictor of behavior than income is. And I think often in the past, one would always think the more money you have or the less money you have kind of dictate how you use financial instruments. But specifically with credit cards, it seems that age is kind of a primary indicator of your behavior. And kind of what the study has shown is that credit card users over the age of 50 years old, for example, use their credit cards very, very differently to customers under the age of 50 years old. And I think something that's probably a bit more obvious with the younger clientele is that a lot of that shopping is done online and more for clothing and entertainment type expenses, whereas with the older customers, those ones are specifically much bigger purchases, things like furniture, appliances, etc. But it also shows different repayment behavior. So a lot of younger customers tend to pay exactly what is required to be repaid, whereas older customers try and manage that money a lot more carefully and often try and settle their credit card debt as quickly as possible.
So interesting.
Yeah, Cheslin, let me ask you a question. This is Brooke Spector, the co-host for today. Many people have a debit card and a credit card, and I don't know whether Tyme Bank issues both, but your survey, I assume, gives differential results based on whether people are buying things with debit cards or credit cards. Is that the case?
So obviously debit card was our launch proposition, so that's kind of, call it our staple. It's the premise on which we've built our business. And the credit card has recently been launched, so it's kind of fresh as a daisy in the market at the moment. And obviously typically with credit card and historically in South Africa, it's largely been used for online purchases. But I think with information becoming so readily available, people understand more and more that what they're actually using is not their money. So I think that spend has become a lot more responsible over time. And also, obviously, there's a view that credit cards are a lot safer to use in online environments. So we don't see vast differences between what customers use or what customers buy using their debit card versus their credit card, but more specifically, the platforms they make these purchases on.
Very interesting.
And one other thing that sort of relates to that, I mean, every once in a while I'm presented with one of those machines where you punch in your PIN number and hope that you suddenly haven't, spent 7 million rand on something you didn't buy. But it often offers you straight budget, 1 month, 2 month, 3 months, whatever it is. Does that affect behavior, or is behavior, how does behavior change as a result of that kind of marketing arrangement?
Brooks, I must say, I'm extremely glad that if I try and buy something of 7 million rand by mistake, my transaction decline, not because...
I'll tell you the secret later.
I'm glad by the decline. But yes, again, so obviously you often present it with the budget versus straight option. And what we've seen and what the study shows is that the budget option is often used for larger ticket items. So when you're spending slightly a bit more money on things. For example, you could be doing renovations, and some people use their credit card to kind of fund some home renovations, and often they put those kind of purchases over budget because you've got the flexibility of choosing anything from 3 to 36 months to kind of have that repayment period. So it's often for the bigger ticket items. It does make it slightly more complex to manage. And obviously, as long as you're quite au fait with your credit card statements, understand those line items quite in quite a bit of detail, it allows you to keep track and follow. You know, I think with the fact that information is becoming so readily available, what I'm personally extremely pleased to see is the level of comfort at which people engage with their financial information. And again, just growing up and we watched my parents do that versus the way I manage it, for example, it shows the power of this information and how important it is that we get as many people to understand this as possible.
Cheslin, thank you so much for your time and your expertise.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
What would you be buying for 7 million rand, do you think?
Me?
I think that you needed to get on budget.
My son has just walked into the room and he often tells me that my dream car is an Aston Martin. So Brooks, if you've got 7 million rand for me, I'll happily meet you at Aston Martin dealership.
I was thinking of a rather more modest house on Fresnay or something like that. But
so that's the joys of living in South Africa, Brooks, you know, for 7 million rand. Yeah. You might not get anywhere close to an area like Fresno in the States.
That's true.
So if you can, enjoy the ocean as you can.
Absolutely.
Cheslin Jacobs, thank you so much. Cheslin is the executive head in sales and service at Time Bank.